知道大家昨晚618都买了什么。如果你想买的是英语学习，是提升自己，那就别错过这次开言英语的年终优惠。新用户只要购买一年会员，你就能享受50元的折扣，购买两年会员则有100元的折扣。那一直支持喜爱我们的老用户们，这次的续费呢也有非常好的优惠，续费一年你会得到68元的折扣，那续费两年则有168的折扣。我们这次的活动直到6月30号截止，所以现在就关注开言英语微信公众号参与活动。
Hey there guys，
嗨大家好，我是 Jenny， 你现在正在收听由开言英语带来的潘吉 Jenny 告诉你。其实今天要跟大家讲的话题啊，是前段时间我在微博上面看到的一句话，然后当时看了以后我真的就特别被 inspired、特别被触动，特别被鼓舞啊，所以今天想跟大家分享一下这句话呢，就是你付出了以后不一定有回报，但是一定会有收获。
哇、wow, sounds very chicken soupy.
很鸡汤吗？但我觉得很对啊、回报和收获是两件有点相似但本质上完全不同的事情吧。
Okay, well, we got a lot of expressions in English that we can maybe use to kind of tease out those two different concepts.
对对对，除了这两个 concepts, 还有一个很重要的 concept 就是要付出。
Well, that's the most important one.
除了前面说的这 chicken soup, 像这样的一句话，比如你说这是我的一句人生格言或者人生信条、英语是不是可以说是我的一个 motto、like M-O-T-T-O、
my motto, but again American English, so we say it like M with a D, motto,
motto. OK, 好，那我觉得刚刚这句话呢有一个就很对应的英文说法，Adam 节目一开始也说了，然后这句话就是
No pain, no gain.
Right, it rhymes.
It rhymes.
No pain. Pain 就是痛苦、疼痛、or 付出，是吧？
Yeah, exactly.
No pain, no gain. 就没有回报，没有收获。好，那我们就先跟大家说一些这个英语里面的 model, 约定俗成一句句的话。除了 no pain, no gain 以外，英语里面还有一个就是直接提到你要收获或者是丰收的季节。
Reap the benefits of your labor.
Okay, so 我们刚刚听到了 benefits 和 labor, 可能是大家比较熟悉的两个词啊。
Right, now there is one other expression we always use to talk about the same thing, the fruits of
your labor.
Right,
right.
Same idea of like,you know, benefits, what's a benefit? That could be almost anything. At least a fruit is something you can kind of touch and hold and like...
Eat.
You can eat it. Yeah.
Like a model. Labor 就是劳动就是付出嘛、对吧？ This could be physical labor、or intellectual, 体力或者脑力都行。
Sure.
所以 reap, R-E-A-P,、这个动词的意思就是你在像 harvesting 一样。
Yes,、it is not a word that we use very much anymore, except in one, I mean, apart from these sayings, mottos.
所以 reap 这个词啊，它还出现在另外一句英语格言里面、然后这个真的就是和耕种跟种地非常相关了。
You reap.What you sow. Now, this one, though, this is a bit different because this one can go both ways.
Oh, 没错，就是如果你 sow, 你去播种 good, 好的东西
Right, yes, you will get good results.
But...
Yeah, if you're going around being a bad person...then karma is going to come and bite you in the bum.
你刚刚说的 karma,、K-A-R-M-A,、这个就是一个因果报应是吧、那 you reap what you sow 其实就是咱们中文说的善有善报恶有恶报、好，那我知道还有一句话是你一定要分享给大家的，因为这也是一首你很喜欢的歌的名字。
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. You only get what you give.
他这个意思就是 you reap what you sow.
It's the same idea. If you're a good person, you will get good things. If you're a bad person, or I shouldn't say that. If you do bad things, you will get bad things.
Okay, so you only get what you give.
Right, and so I guess the other part of that is if you do nothing, neither good things nor bad things,
you will get nothing.
You'll just get nothing.
好的， I see you have another
song. Yeah, yeah, I always go from songs here. One of my favorite bands of all time, a band that if you have never heard of, are you crazy? The Beatles. Their last song on their last album was called The End. And the last line is, in the end, the love you take is equal to the love you make.
Okay, 反正都是 the same idea.
Well, this one always confused me when I was younger because it seemed like it should be the other way around. Like the love that you make is equal to the love that you take. But I guess now that we're talking about all of this reaping and sowing, maybe it makes more sense to me now.
Anyway, it's all like about give and take.
Yeah, give and take, right?
对、exactly. 好的，那在看完了刚刚的一些英语说法之后啊，现在我们来具体看一些跟付出、收获、回报相关的词汇，具体的一些词啊。Let's start with 付出吧，因为要先付出嘛。
Okay, well, something I think we've talked about a few times, but we haven't.Really focused on is just put in work or put in hard work.
对，是一个动词短语啊 to put in something.
Right, and if it's not putting in hard work, it could also be putting in time.
对，
yeah, I put a lot of time into this.
Or putting in effort.
Or effort, yeah, exactly.
所以 put in 后面通常都是跟就是一些努力啊、心血啊、时间啊，然后还有英语里面有。就是三个名词
Yeah, they're all kind of gross. But when we're talking about labor, these are the things that are going to appear. These three things are blood, sweat, and tears.
Yeah.
So we often say, you could say put in your blood, sweat, and tears. You could say give your blood, sweat, and tears. Or you could just say blood, sweat, and tears.
对，这就好像我们说的，就付出了很多心血，
对
吧？
Yeah.
也有 blood.
Yeah.
Okay, 好的。那除了 put in 呢，我们还可以 give.
Yep, you give. So you can give something your all.
对，这个很重要啊，不是 give a little, 是 give it your all.
Give it your all. Now this one's kind of weird from a grammatical point of view, isn't it?
对，因为这个 it 是不是在 give 后面的，而不是
give it your, well, give it your all, like your all.
对。
You can never say your all of your money, like you could give me all of your money, but give it your all.
对，因为我觉得对我来说 confusing 的有 it 和这个 your all、give it 这 it 是什么东西、对吧然后 your all I guess your all 就是你的全部
Right, everything you have
Right, 那 give it your all 其实就是这个 it 就是 whatever you're doing 你的事业啊、或者你的什么
yeah, exactly, exactly.
家庭啊就是 you need to give it your all
Yeah, for sure、
好那接下来呢我们看三个词 they're kind ofMore formal
Yeah,
words,
it's
right?
interesting you say that because I was just thinking about the family example. You give, give it your all. You really should give it your all. You should give all of your relationships your all.But apply yourself, we would never really say for a relationship.
对，是是是。
You apply yourself at work or you apply yourself.To a task.
对，这个 apply, A-P-P-L-Y, 像我们申请学校或申请工作的时候，对吧？ A job application,、or you apply to school. 但是呢，你也可以 apply 你自己。
Yeah, apply here is more like use.
用你自己。
Right, yeah, yeah, yeah.
下狠心的去用。
Right.
其实就是付出嘛 right?、You really need to apply yourself. 其实这个也就是说就是 you need to work hard.、Basically.
Need to work hard. Yeah, this is something my teachers always said in、school. Like, oh, Adam's a good student, but he really needs to apply himself.
Oh, the opposite. 就是说这个小朋友很聪明 but he's just not applying himself.
Right.
好，那除了 apply 以外呢，还有这个词，这个可以用在 family or relationship.
Yeah, this、
right?
one you can dedicate.
Dedicate.
Right. You can dedicate yourself to.Anything, your job, your relationships, to, you know, the universe.
Dedicate 就是献上奉献的意思、那我们也可以说一个人 being very dedicated.
Right, dedicated father.
Or a dedicated employee.
Yeah.
Or a dedicated boss.
Right, right, right.
好，那我们最后要看的和付出相关的词呢是
Commit yourself.
C-O-M-N-I-T.
Commit. So again, we often talk about commitment in relationships.
Yeah, or being very committed.
He's very committed, very dedicated.
对，就是很专一的，然后非常用心的啊。所以 if you commit yourself to something, 就是你在上面付出了很多的 blood, sweat, and tears.
That's right.
好，那看完了付出以后呢，我们来看看 what you get,、你的收获、
okay.
你的回报。
Okay, so we talked about pain before, you know, you gave all that pain, you sowed all of those painful things, and now you are getting gain.
所以 gain, G-A-I-N, 就是最 general 的一个收获呀回报呀这个词。
Yeah, well, I mean, I think everyone is going to have their own sort of sense of what this word means. And again, when we're talking about gain, I think 90% of the people, it's going to be gain weight.
Gain 重量。
Right. So,
长胖了。
Now, of course, you could also say, I gained experience at my internship.
对，其实在我心里呢 ,gain 是和收获更像的，就是、as opposed to 回报，因为 gain 后面你通常可以 gain 就像你说的 experience、or you gain knowledge、or you gain wisdom.
Right. Now, if you look in the dictionary, you will see that gain or gains is also a noun. We've been using it as a verb.
Right.
But again, I think, I don't want to say 90%, but I will say 80% of people won't actually say that. They will use gain as a verb only.
对对好，就比如我可以说，你的上一个工作虽然很辛苦啊，可能工资也不是很多 ，but I gained a lot. I gained a lot really useful knowledge.
Right, but I never had time to eat healthy food, so I also gained a lot of weight.
好，那接下来我们要看的这个词呢，这个就是 more like 回报。
Okay, so I was looking at some business reports earlier because I am a business person.
You're an investor.
I am an investor of business.
So ROI is very important.
It's very important, your return on investment.
Okay, 所以这个词就是 return.、对，因为 return 真的就是有一种 you know, I put in hard work on money and I expect to get a return,、对吧 ?Whereas 前面那个 gain, 你可以没有 gain 任何的 money, 但你 gain 了 knowledge experience.
Right, exactly. Now, of course, we do or we can use ROI in non-business settings. Like, you know, if you were a very cold person, you could probably say, you know, like,I've been putting a lot into this relationship, but I'm not really getting a good ROI. So I think it's time to dump this person.
好，那 return, 前面说的 ROI, return on investment, 投资回报，对吧？那我们接下来再看两个词，也是以R or RE 打头的
Okay, yeah, lots of re's
对因为 re 就是有一个 comeback 对吧回报回循环对
Yeah, so the next one is rewards. Now, again, this is a very old word, so you know, it makes me think about something like just rewards.
Well, it makes me think about Starbucks. Starbucks rewards card.
Right, so that's what I mean. So this very, very old word that would...in the past used to mean, you know, this thing of you've worked very hard and this is what you deserve to get.
Yeah.
Now is just you have bought five coffees and now you can get the sixth coffee
free. Rewards. 所以很多商家他的这个会员积分体系就是他们的 rewards system,、
yep.
right? They have a rewards card.、
Mm-hmm.
对 Okay, 那还有一个以 RE 开头的词呢就是
Results.、
这个应该大家很熟悉了、
Yeah, but it's funny just because this word out of return, rewards, and results, this one is...probably the most general and can be used in the most cases.
Oh, 对比如说你上学的时候你一个成绩一个
Right, yeah, you get the test results.
Results, 对、
Yeah, anything, the results. It could
一个结果
be, Exactly. So, you know, again, you reap what you sow. If you didn't really put any effort into it, the results will probably show that, or that will show in the results.
好那我们今天要跟大家分享的最后一个词呢这个是 Adam 加上去的、
I did. I kind of wish I wouldn't have put it at the end, though, because it's, again, this one kind of makes the most sense when you're talking about investing. And that is yield.
Yield 就让我想到美联储这个 Federal Reserve, 他们什么 yield curve,
Yeah,
you
know? Well, but that's the point. You buy these bonds expecting to get this return down the line. But that's what a yield is. A yield is how much profit or how much return.
利息啊，对。但是 yield 我觉得也是很正式，而且就对啊，就是用在美联储身上。
Right. So we're going to end with that, the most formal, the least applicable. But, you know, if you're into the bond market, maybe the most interesting.
没有，前面这些都其实都很广用了，是吧？
Fair enough.
好的，谢谢大家今天收听我们的节目。付出不一定有回报，但一定有收获。不管在工作中、生活当中、在学习当中吧，我觉得 it's a really good model, guys. Okay, thank you for listening. We'll see you next time. 再见。
Hey, bye, guys.